Important comments on the events described in Space News 81. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of May 25, 2025. The events that took place last Wednesday, May 21, 2025, mark a tipping point and a very important power shift for planet Earth. As the Alcyone Council, represented here by the Tejitans and the Antarians, together with the mighty Irma Confederation, take total control over all the space around Earth, the shady regressive side suffered a major defeat. This is to be celebrated. Actions like those of that day had not occurred in this solar system since the days of the old Tiamat Wars. However, as I was saying in my latest edition of Space News, number 81, being realistic and objective here, Earth is not liberated yet, as there is a lot still to be done. The evil side, or however you want to call it, still controls the governments on Earth and all the dark agendas that they roll out. And because of the major defeat they just suffered, they most surely will try to accelerate their manipulative and civilization-transforming events, as they know that they are losing power, and that they no longer can use space directly without being intercepted by our powerful fleet. They will also do their best to regain control over Earth space, yet it is difficult for them to do so without directly violating half a dozen space laws. And if they do so, they would turn the rest of the Federation races directly against them, all those who right now have opted to remain on the side and observing, if not neutral to this event. I know many of you out there want to know what your favorite star races are doing, or at least what they are saying about all these recent events, but as I know many of them have a nurtured amount of followers and fans on Earth, I'd rather not go down that road for fear of hurting and offending them. What I must say without saying names is that the non-reactivity of most other Federation and non-Federation observing star races is very disappointing. Only three star races have sent us messages of support, but we decided not to say who they are for strategic reasons. All the others are notorious because of their silence. I must also say that the events of last Wednesday, the 21st of May, 2025, are in no way against the peaceful people of Andromeda, whom we deeply respect, despite their complicated and highly contradictory ethical system that, in our eyes, looks more like apathy and fear of being proactive in any way or kind as it generates unwanted karma, so they say. They don't want to generate more karma, they say, and that makes me feel that they are an old and tired race, which they are, that has grown lazy and only wants to get along well and rest. And with that attitude, they only manage to generate more of the very karma they fear, for omission of action, and because they became an easy target for other people and races with highly manipulative schemes, who take advantage of them and their weaknesses. At present, in all their kindness and wisdom, they are the only star race complicating matters for those of us who are proactively striving to change things for Earth, due to the simple fact that they have lent their house, the Biosphere Vieira, as the headquarters of the local Galactic Federation. We cannot simply go in there by force to take control over the mechanisms that govern Earth, if they are even there, because we would be invading a sovereign star nation, which is known for being peaceful. Having said that, Ambassador as Ed Nidia is now talking to the Andromedans, to convince them that they should cooperate with us and allow our forces to enter the Vieira to dismantle the regressive side's control mechanisms there, take over them and arrest whoever needs to be arrested there. If they do not comply, then we can accuse the Andromedans of directly obstructing our efforts to take control over Earth, and of working against the people of that same planet. And that is a lot of bad karma, I must insist. Up to this point, When I write these words, Ambassador, as Ed Nidia has informed me that the Andromedans stubbornly deny all our requests, and this keeps us with the strong possibility of taking military action to take over the Viera by force, as we do have the legal framework to justify our actions. As for the moon, as many of you may be asking, there isn't much to take over there. Every step must be taken carefully and at its correct time. And yes, we have taken control over the physical moon, with no resistance, as there was no one there. It's all remotely controlled and operated. The fact that we may have control over something does not give us the right to impose what we may think is the correct course of action, until everything has been evaluated correctly and carefully, including consequences, and all the legal framework around everything. And that is a very important point here. Since the very start of all these operations, we have been doing everything strictly under Space and Galactic Federation law, protocols, and procedures. If we do not observe and go by these lines carefully, things can turn against us very fast, as we would be seen as the bad ones in this story. Right now, we have already been accused by several Federation Star Nations of being highly invasive and negative. Of course, those other Star Nations have no clue about the complicated situation the Earth is in, much less all the highly elaborate details surrounding such a controversial planet, which has led my group to take action in the manner we've already seen. Right after those Star Nations, who most probably are under a Tauthan mind control, accused us of being invasive and regressive, we have sent them all the legal framework that not only allows us to take action, but makes us have a moral, ethical, and legal obligation to do so, under strict space law and Federation protocol. The legal framework is what is protecting my group here. The Matrix on Earth, as is the case with every other Matrix, is not only a place. It is the consequence of the people who generate it. In other words, the people of Earth are the Matrix. Therefore, we do not have the right to destroy the reality that the vast majority of the inhabitants of Earth openly want, even if they want it simply because they are not aware of the existence of any other option. Millions of star seeds on Earth openly desire to join the stellar community and are ready for it immediately. Most of you out there who are listening to me are more than ready, overcooked even, if I may say that, or you wouldn't even be here, and I hear your frustration. But from other valid points of view, it is their planet, not ours. And by using the word, ours, I am including all of you star seeds listening to me out there. And this is where I am forced to agree with what the Galactic Federation claims. Most people need an evolution of consciousness simply to be able to digest the shock that will come as the Matrix collapses. And all we can do is remove the blockages and the manipulation that is keeping them stagnant while they attempt to evolve. And the people who are guiding them simply by example are all of you star seeds out there, as it is your job to show and offer them other options. Just do it wisely, as we all know that they don't react well to these subjects. Then we have another problem, and it is all the NPCs or background people, who simply look as if they had a soul, but are empty inside and are simply part of the system. Those will change automatically as things move along, as they brainlessly only follow Matrix tendencies, so it is a waste of your time to engage with them. How to sort who is difficult, and ethically, it may not even be advisable to label anyone as such. I will talk about this subject in another video. Another problem NPCs are generating is with the rescues. As we cannot know who is real and who is not, so we must assume that they are all real people, despite the dangers of doing so, and sort them out later, without labeling them as NPCs. The Earth has not been liberated yet, but we did win a very important battle. Much must be done, and there is a lot of work to do. The very meaning of the words, liberate Earth, is open to discussion, as it is complicated to determine from whom or from what it is being liberated, especially because the matrix there is being generated by the people themselves and by their collective unconscious, even when most of them are under mind and thought control. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Queen Marie, 1st of Tayigeta.